Welcome to Nerdy Bored and Almost 30. This is Mowgli.
And Sarah.
And we've got two guests, Veronica and Jess. Say hello.
Hello.
They said hello. Oh. And you can totally tell them apart.
Definitely.
Probably.
I'm Jess. Hello.
I'm Veronica. Hi.
I'm Sarah.
Shut up. No one likes you.
Sarah.
And there's that guy.
And so we're going to talk about, let's start off with negging, just for fun.
Okay.
Sarah, explain to us what negging is.
So, to my knowledge, negging is a tactic in the pickup artist world where you compliment a woman that you're trying to have sex with, but it's kind of like a backhanded compliment so that she thinks that you're interested, but she also knows that she has to, like, prove her value because you've degraded her in some way.
And so why wouldn't the woman know this to begin with, just to be clear?
I feel like they do. Like, I don't know anyone. Does this actually work for anyone? Do people get laid?
Apparently it's successful, but, like, the thing is that, like, you cast a wide net. And you, like, practice picking up women, like, just talking to everyone. And then...
Wait, like, so that's the point of
hone
making?
Your craft. The point of everything is to get laid.
Yeah, I think the point is to get laid.
But do people actually
get part of the strategy of negging is that it's so easy and packaged, right? Like that you're when you cast a wide net, you catch some fish. So like there's different strategies to mating, right? You can invest in fewer people but more heavily and hope that that gets you something. Or you could invest in many people with very minimal effort and see which ones bite.
You could build a house and then dance in front of it.
Nobody wants to talk about your metaphors or whatever the fuck you're saying. That's just physics, all right?
Just physics.
Yeah, and negging is like one of the tools in the pickup artist toolbox of getting laid.
In the arsenal of the pickup artist.
The arsenal of the pickup artist.
And for more on that, you're all girls. When was the last time? Has anybody ever negged you, like, or tried in public?
I don't think so.
Nobody wants to talk to you, so you don't count.
It's never happened to me.
People are scared of you.
That's true. I'm a very scary person.
I work as a security guard in a warehouse full of construction workers.
You work as a security guard?
Not like a legit one. I get pepper spray, and also I have to like search people's cars all day long. I'm like one of those toll booth people.
Oh.
But a lot of people think that we're like cops, and I'm like, I'm not a cop at all.
And wait, what? Do you have a badge?
No. It's not that legit.
So what do you wear?
We have to wear, like, the goofiest thing in the world. It's, like, almost like a fisherman type outfit, like the fucking back belt.
You have a black belt? Is that what you said?
A back belt. It's, like, a support thing that they make you wear. Because
like a
all
girdle?
Like a girdle?
Yeah, it's a work girdle. And I feel like a fisherman in it.
So are you in a male-dominated field?
Yeah.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
What's your job if things go bad?
Call for help.
Basically.
Mostly because I'm like so tiny compared to everyone that comes in.
Yeah. That's why I was like, what do you secure? It's more like
it's
your
loss
bait.
Prevention.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jewels.
You should be in those shows where they get like pedophiles.
To Catch a Predator is coming back.
So hold on a sec. Veronica, describe your body to us, and then we'll do a better job when you finish.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Okay, she's ready. Just so the audience, this isn't, they don't have a picture of you. I mean, I guess we could get one and upload it.
I mean, we could.
We'll blur your face out.
Let's not do that.
I don't know, she doesn't want
to. Put her next to, like, something... For size comparison,
me.
No, that would just be.
No, that would just make no sense.
That would make no sense.
A door.
Here's a Jess for reference.
Yeah, I'm a very average size. Be the perfect reference point.
Yeah.
I'm like pocket hamster sized, but my work makes me wear like steel toe boots and carry pepper spray and.
So you can kick people.
She's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, this is just making.
That's just physics.
But also,
Sarah, do you
want to
tell us about?
So
wait, how tall are you?
5'2".
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
123.
Is that wishful thinking? You don't sound too sure about that.
Sometimes it's 115. I think today it's 123.
What'd you eat?
I had noodles.
Jeez.
And coffee.
How much did that coffee weigh?
Yeah.
Like, French press.
You drink a ridiculous amount of coffee.
Was it full of cream?
No.
Okay, anyways, I'm gonna stop.
Stop nagging me. You. Stop.
No, I haven't complimented you yet. That's not how nagging works.
You
that was
just
being mean.
You can't pick up people in your own house. They're already in your house.
Yeah, they're already
it doesn't
there.
Make sense.
I'm pouring the drinks. You're fine.
Why are our glasses empty?
Why are the glasses empty?
What? Why are they?
What are you asking for?
You said you took care of the drinks, and I was just asking why are the glasses empty if you're taking care of the
drinks.
Do we
need to pause this so I can pour more shots for you?
Yes.
I like vaguely threaten date rape, and you ask for more drinks. That's
Sarah's response. She got excited.
I was like, "You're totally safe here. I'm pouring drinks." And Sarah's like, "Well,
where are they? Give me that drink."
That was just over my head. I didn't get the date rape thing at all.
You can tell because her words are all one word.
They're all the same words.
You can tell because her eyes like get glossy.
Yeah.
And she like is quick to smile when she doesn't know what else to do. Because if she's sober, she's not quick to smile. She's quick to like frown and look away.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
when
you're right.
Thinking, when she's drunk,
that's
she's
a
like,
huge difference.
So I like it. When
I'm
she's
glad
drunk.
You're happy, Sarah.
It's the same tactic.
It is, but one is much happier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
it's
should
all
do it more often.
Strategy there, with Sarah.
It's physics.
Yeah, just pulling of muscles in your face. The scrunching muscles in your face.
The change
it's
in
all
muscle.
Strategy.
The chemical scrunchy. Reaction.
Every twitch.
Every twatch.
Every slunch.
Every single slunch.
For lunch.
For lunch.
A every slunch lunch. For lunch.
Delicious.
Ew. All right. We will pop. Well, actually, you guys can keep talking. I'm going to go get drinks.
Oh, no. That's a terrible idea.
That's a lot of pressure, man.
Oh, Sarah, geez. Start talking.
So, what? What do you guys think about circumcision?
I mean, I don't question.
Huh?
We already had this episode.
Did we?
Yeah.
About the circumcision episode? What? Sarah's drunk. She doesn't know. Sarah, pick a
favorite
different
first
question.
Topic.
You're not very good at this.
Choosing a topic? No, not
me
really.
Either.
Wait, hold on. This is going to be an interview with a drunkard, right?
Yeah, for sure. Sarah.
Yes.
Chug alcohol.
No, ew. Gross.
So we've got Sarah two beautiful drinks here, and her next choice is if she's going to have them both to herself or share with a friend.
Well, I mean, drunk and you want a shot, there's two of them.
Yeah, that means yes, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, maybe.
I could dig it.
All right,
so
well,
Veronica raised her hands and alternated which one was, like, palm
let's
up.
Let's talk about consent.
All right, I can't help it that my communication is, like, 90% nonverbal. I'm sorry, podcast. You're
yeah,
missing
no.
out.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm translating for you.
Thank you.
She just bobbed her head and did the same hand gesture. That means nothing again.
I can't help it.
And now she's, like, holding herself. Like, wrapping her arms around her elbows and hiding behind Sarah.
If we get 10 more subscribers, we will do a video podcast.
Naked.
Nude. And afraid.
Nude and
that's,
afraid.
That's anywhere between 2 and 6 boobs for you to enjoy. It's going to be naked and afraid of...
Whoa. Nude and entertained.
Yeah, nude and entertained.
Great plan. All
it's
right.
Gonna be called Find the Nipples, because Sarah doesn't have any.
That's, I do so. No, I do. I've got 2 healthy nipples.
No, prove it.
I don't have to prove anything to you guys.
You're right. You're what? An independent.
What does an unhealthy
like,
nipple look
I don't,
like?
Look at her
boozy,
nipples.
I don't know.
If you can
jealous.
See them. Hold on. Look at her nipples.
Asked.
You're not gonna see them.
No,
they're
just like
they're
kind
non-existent.
Of the same color as my skin, literally a little pinker, but they're there. They're there. I've gotten them pierced twice. They're there.
They're ghosts.
They're
someone found them.
Ghost
or pretended
they are. They're off the grid.
That's why they were crooked the second time?
Yes. They couldn't find them.
They looked like
they
my
weren't
boobs
there.
Were winking. It was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get Sarah. Your nipples pierced in Bangkok, listeners oh. out there. Just don't do it.
Word of wisdom.
She knows
yeah.
what she's
from
talking
Sarah.
About.
Nipple piercing, no. Meth, maybe.
Well, that
Bangkok meth?
Well, jungle meth.
Just the little Supongori. It was cool. We told that story on the podcast before.
So that's why you can reference.
That wasn't like Bangkok meth, though. I don't know if I would do that.
You'd probably do anything as long as somebody with a penis was telling you to do it with enough force.
Well, you don't want to be rude.
Be quiet. Drink.
Sarah, don't be rude.
I'm mustering energy. Offer your guests some alcohol.
I did. That's what started this whole thing.
Why haven't you drank it?
Then fucking end
it. Why is there still alcohol in your glass? God,
there's so much fucking
pressure,
dog.
She called you a dog. She's right.
Oh, you got it. That was cool.
Hey, she doesn't spit. She swallows.
Which makes the most sense.
For alcohol?
Well, I don't want to be rude.
That's good.
Yeah. She'd be on the podcast all the time.
Yeah, I need a cage.
Wait. You want to be in a cage?
No. What? We need that for our very special guests.
A cage?
Yeah.
Why?
Keep them comfy? And
why do you think a cage is comfy?
Well, the operative word there is keep, not comfy. You gotta keep them comfy.
What, like...
Just keep drinking.
Wait,
keep going. More weird this shit is than great. You're gonna say. We should have a guest all the time. Yes, we'll keep them in the cage.
That's what I think of when I think of guests.
Hey, you want to come over? I've got this room, but the walls are like
cozy. Together.
They're made out of bars.
They have keyed doors on them.
They have a keyed door.
It comes with a blanket.
Those doors.
What? Oh, fucking.
They might lock.
A lock? Yeah. No, but same thing.
You were very right, but didn't you get it, what I was saying?
No, yeah, it's just there like when you said that you were full because of physics.
I said Jess was full because of physics.
Okay, I was full because of physics.
Yeah, because you can only have so much in a limited amount of space.
That's what physics PhDs are studying right now. How much food can a random 20-something scarf into their mouth before they feel full?
Dude, you don't need to do any studying for that. You know that. You know it already.
You're
a physical being, and thus you have limitations of size.
What? How much?
Sarah clearly took lots of physics classes.
Sarah clearly took lots of alcohol. It's like five minutes.
Sarah took a lot of logic classes.
But, okay...
How does that lead you to
simply
how much?
By virtue of having a physical body, we understand that we have physical limits.
Yes.
So while I can't prove how much you can fit in your stomach, there's a limit to it because of your physical body.
Right. How is that physics?
How is that confusing?
It's not confusing at all. What's confusing is that you sourced physics as your reference.
Yes.
Place.
Yeah. Because you can only have so much in
one place.
Like,
no. It feels a little bit, but like...
What the fuck are you doing? That's how you explain somebody's full, and then you're like, because of physics.
Physics. Yeah. You can only have so much mash in one space.
Mash?
Yeah, mash.
Mash?
It's what mass is called after one has chewed it.
It's what the Amish call it.
And swallow it. If you studied physics, you would know.
You would know. Oh, good. So Sarah's a physics expert.
Okay, you're still like defending, like, oh, it's a good thing to say.
Yeah, no, it's right.
I mean, sorta.
What do you disagree with?
I don't think it's the most relevant.
I don't think we're saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying that it's a really weird thing to point to when making your case as to why somebody is full.
That's okay.
Sarah,
I'm used to that. On
the SAT, this would not be your best choice. Like, there would be four choices. Yeah. It'd be an option. That would not be the best option. Like, there is probably a better one.
Real life is not a standardized test, and I'm going for correctness in my short answer section.
But it's not the most correct.
That was a really short answer.
Still, you
physics.
Still write it down.
That would be a horrible short answer for this section, Sarah.
Obviously, you turn it into a sentence. Since we were already talking, I didn't do that. It'd be like, the thing keeping... One of the reasons Jess is full is due to physics. There's your short answer.
But it was a math question.
What the fuck are we even talking about?
Poor Veronica. Pour another drink. I left the vodka right there.
No.
Oh, it looks like a ghost.
Yeah, it's a ghost of an excuse for talking.
Wait, what?
Why would you kill an excuse?
Why would you murder an excuse?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Excuses are the nails that built the house of failure, Sarah.
So,
imagination.
What's the difference
between excuses and reasons?
Like, is there just a connotation for excuses that, like, yeah, it's a lie?
One
if
is...
they're coming out of your mouth, they're excuses.
Uh-huh.
If I'm talking, the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need a poop?
I need both.
Not on the couch, please.
I'll poop wherever I want. In the bathroom.
Oh. It's a fast-paced world.
Wait a second. You'll poop wherever you want in the bathroom. What are you, like a 4-year-old that Sarah
like
with?
Like your roommate's kid.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so we've got a story for our listeners that's not just a bunch of drunk people laughing.
It will be, though.
Yeah, we will laugh.
Sorry, in advance.
So we were, and Veronica, you might be interested in this, because we know another young woman who would poop wherever she wanted to, in the bathroom.
That's fantastic.
She happened to be four.
No.
So we're on a road trip. We're going up to Eugene, and we're on our way back or something. Is that the same?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're visiting Sarah when she moved into her new place for the new school year in Arcata.
Mm-hmm.
And she was living with this dude whose kid was four, and like there's some hippie bitch that threw away things. But that's another story.
Oh, you guys didn't meet the first one?
I met the first one. I think that was the first one, wasn't it?
Vanessa wasn't the first one.
I don't know. You're, shut up.
Oh, anyway.
Anyways, so I'm telling a story.
Okay.
So Jess is like, oh, can I go to the bathroom? Jess is here, by the way. Say hi.
Hello.
And Jess goes to the bathroom, and then like Sarah and I are sitting there, and she comes back with like this confused, bashful look on her face. And she's
I barely knew you. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. And her brows are like furrowed, and she's like, what's that? And then she, like, I forgot the exact words, but she pretty much tells us, like, why is there poop on the floor in your bathroom? And Sarah's like, what? And we both, like, Sarah and I get up and walk over to the bathroom, like, no, it's got to be in the toilet, right? And, like, we look in the toilet, and placed right next to the toilet is a little pile of poop.
Yeah, you was probably like, is there a dog that lives here or something?
Yeah.
I was very confused. No, this was in Arcata.
Oh.
You missed the whole first half of that story, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what happens when you mumble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
You got me good.
I'm sorry.
You're supposed to add something positive in there, too.
And like, as far as the
You have a beautiful voice, but you mumble
all
the time. And I'd love to hear more of what you have to say. That's how you neg.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's accurate.
You have learned much, young Padawan. Actually, though, that would be a Sith move, huh?
Siths don't need to love.
No, neither do pickup artists. They just need to bang.
Siths neg.
Siths would just... I'd force choke people and fuck them.
That's extreme negging.
You would right, force extreme negging.
If you were a Sith, you would just force choke people. To death or to
no.
like to unconsciousness.
With you.
No, not to unconsciousness.
Until they don't say no anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
Well, hold on, think about this. You're walking down the street. Some dude wearing all black, looking kind of angry. Maybe he has a mask on. I don't know. Some scars. He like looks at you with red eyes and he's like, and he sticks out his hand.
All
and,
of this sounds so good right now.
Yeah.
Just Sarah's so excited.
So he sticks out his hand towards your neck because he needs some visual reference for to concentrate his powers or some shit.
Okay.
And he starts squeezing his hand and you feel a squeezing around your neck. You get lifted up into the air about 6 feet. You're like, oh fuck, what is going on? You're starting to panic. You think you're going to die. He drops you down and he's like, bend over. What are you going to do?
Call for help?
Choke. lift again.
Wait,
repeat.
Where is this? Is like daylight in the...
Fine.
Where?
K4 chokes you, lifts you up, and brings you to a nice secluded bathroom.
Oh, choking you?
That seems really obvious, though. I feel like you'd have witnesses to such a spectacle.
Yeah, is there anyone around? If there's no one around, you know, you just, like, curl up into a ball and you wait. It's like with a bear. There are other people. Then you yell, fire,
bears aren't interested
fire!
In me, first off.
And then someone will be like, oh, cool, fire. And they'll want to look.
Okay.
And then they'll be like, oh,
they
shit,
show up,
getting raped.
And then this is what I never got about the force choking, is, like, I wouldn't force choke people. I would, like, force snap people.
An intimidation thing.
Yeah, like you still want things from them.
Yeah, it wasn't just to kill people. It was to intimidate them.
Mostly killed people with that. Maybe.
And it intimidates the rest of the crew because it's a slower, more painful death. It's scary. It would be really scary to be like, oh, I can breathe. Oh, no, I can't anymore. And then all of the people around it be like, oh, fuck, I don't want that to happen.
I'm not saying I would, like, only force snap people. I'm just saying I would also add that to my arsenal of tools with the force.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
It's a really useful one. Oh, there's three guys over there that I want dead? I'm gonna wait.
Well, you just said I wouldn't force choke, so it sounded like instead of
choking
in most situations, you would, like, snap the neck. And I don't
think that is that.
There's a knock at the door.
I do. This one. All right, now we're back. Fred just walked in.
There's
and
more of
hello,
us.
Everybody.
Here he is. And we're back to talking about... okay, so, Fred.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess this would be, like, a gay Sith. This guy... you're walking around. It's late at night. And there's no one around, right? This dude, this guy wearing like a black cloak, a mask. He's got a real deep voice, but through like a weird voice modulator thingy.
Yeah.
He's like, he sees you. He likes what he sees. He starts force choking you. And then, you know, he's force choking you. Your like flight or fright response is going. You're fighting. Finally, you give up. You're like, I'm gonna die. He puts you down, and he's like, bend over. What do you do?
I mean, am I armed or anything? Or
no,
what?
You're just Fred. You're walking around.
Do you usually carry weapons?
Yeah, are you armed?
If I was in even with gay shit, I might be armed.
Wait, no, this is just like you're walking home
one night.
No context. I would probably not do that, I imagine.
Not bend over. What would you do
so
instead?
So you just let them force choke you to death?
Well, I would, you know, try to test the boundaries of his... force power range, maybe like try to run or something, or throw pocket sand in his face.
Pocket sand. The ultimate.
I don't think I'd be willing to submit to a Sith rape that easily.
If he really wants to bang you, he could just force your pants off.
It's true.
So you should just try to get
but
out. Part get
of,
away. Go
it's
away.
Not about sex. It's about power, and he wants the submission.
There's a little bit of sex involved. Like there's a hard on.
I know he has a
Is
robot
he like,
penis, probably.
Wow.
He's more machine now than man.
Now Sarah really wants to do it.
No, the ooh, no. There'd be like absolutely no point.
Okay,
I feel like a Sith mechanical dick
sense.
Would be meant to inflict pain, like on the victim, not pleasure, like in any sense ever.
It would withdraw pleasure.
Why would a mechanical dick want to have
out.
Sex?
Sleep.
Like
it
exists.
Exist.
Okay,
it
doesn't have a robot penis.
Have,
it's got a burnt penis.
You don't know.
Even
that.
Worse.
It's got a burned, crinkly cock. But it's still it's average size.
Cock. Just one?
Yeah. Spiky.
No,
why is it spiky?
You know, like a cat's cock?
Yeah.
Hold on, shut up. Let's get back to the point.
Yeah.
All I'm saying
what
is
was
that
the point?
It's uncircumcised for sure.
I'm gonna kick you in the face, that's the point.
And
so,
get raped by a goy Sith.
No, why is it uncircumcised? What are you talking about?
Because it's also spiky and it's just got like a little.
Where do you think the spikes
or
are?
It's
they're on
robot.
The foreskin. Like a Texan mouth.
No. But like this is like Darth
Stop
Maul's
bringing
penis.
In every conversation.
Oh my god, I have the coolest ideas about the Texans and no one cares. And it's really disheartening.
That's true of all your ideas.
Not all of them. Mm. This is a good one because like me.
Stop.
They ain't get their. They're really interesting.
I'm gonna delete that. Like just.
I'm
just gonna delete like the fucking minute that you wasted right there.
Just keep talking
to
you one.
It's all getting cut. There is this Andalite artist named Zarbon.
Alright, anyways.
The Texans kind of have the religion.
Sarah, seriously,
sorry.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
It's fucking boring. I don't want to publish this. Nobody's going to listen to that.
You're right. Complain more about the vibe.
No, I don't want to talk about that either.
The topic.
All I was saying is that in the universe, I don't know why the Sith weren't raping people, is all I'm saying. There are these horrible guys they should have been, like, raping
people. How do you know
you don't
not?
Know why, like, Quicksilver isn't raping people.
No,
everybody
I don't.
Should be raping people, is what
he
you're
could
saying.
Be. Who can tell?
Yeah, like, you know how sometimes, like...
You feel violated and wonder why.
Doesn't he already burn enough calories, like, just running around?
Yeah, probably.
That's not really why people rape, though. It's not really an exercise regimen.
He would just want to do it to see if he could.
Well, like, he probably does. Like, you know, I've hung out with girls sometimes, and we're, like, walking, and they're like, oh. And they notice that they're really sore all of a sudden.
Go on. No, no, let him finish.
What if it was Quicksilver?
Wait, what if it was Quicksilver doing what?
Raping.
Raping.
So you're walking around, like,
yeah, you just
with
get
some girl.
Really quick.
You're just walking around with some girl, and all of a sudden she's like, oh, I got a cramp. Oh, weird.
Yeah.
And then you keep going.
He burst the cyst.
This happens?
I don't know, girls are always complaining about, like, their insides. Like, I don't make this up. This happens.
Is it a period?
Like, I'll be talking to somebody, they, like, shift, and like, oh. And I'm like, what's going on? They're like, cramps? I'm like...
No, it's Quicksilver.
Maybe you got...
Just start saying that.
Just start telling people, yeah. Like...
Yes.
That's
oh,
probably
you
why.
Don't
get
shower.
Tested.
Don't shower. We gotta get you over to a rape kit.
You'd be really serious about it.
Yeah.
Like...
There's blood coming out of you.
Check your inner thigh for anything.
Oh my god. What if he's been doing it since the beginning?
Oh, fuck.
He just hits every girl up once a month and they think that there's a pattern.
And
is
he's
he sterile
just
or what?
Global
yeah, because like we all look the same.
Well, he's like, you think he's out fast enough to put on a condom? Like, he's got a suit that doesn't fly off when he's running around.
Don't lose evidence.
Hey. He might be raping people. Be safe.
Always yeah. Wear a condom. You could be raping a slut.
Is that just like advice in general? Or
no, that does go with everyone.
Wait, what did you just say? Just repeat that.
Yeah, that goes for everyone. But
was that advice in general? No, that was just for everyone.
Wear a condom, you might be raping a slut.
You never know. You could be fucking a dog, and then it gives you dog AIDS, and then you're spreading it around to women everywhere.
A slut. You're fucking a slutty dog.
A dog should be in
slutty Bob.
Always wear a condom.
That's true.
Especially when you're raping people.
Yeah.
You don't know where they've been.
More variables.
Well, you don't want to leave anything in them.
You don't know who else has been.
There's
there.
Just this whole database of jizz, and you gotta be careful.
Are you like a primary source for it or something?
Yeah, I make all the semen, and then I just
well,
give it to them.
What a cool job.
How do you give it to other people?
Sarah the semen administrator.
Sarah the semen bin? And then
they call
like,
me the fluffer.
It's like birds. Like, they're like, you like regurgitate it.
Quick, someone get me a cup.
This one's from Tuesday. It's still viable.
It's like incubated in her throat.
Yeah, I've been keeping this at a good 96 degrees, a little bit cooler.
You should get them, too. Sarah needs it to perform.
Mm-hmm. The Glass Menagerie.
Yes.
What is this, vodka?
It is vodka.
Rum.
I like how you're just pouring it. Like, there's a paper towel around it. What? I'm going to just drink for this. Yeah. What is it?
It's a mystery liquid.
It's not going to hurt you.
I would do the same, but it's still funny.
We should take all the labels off of our cans and have a surprise dinner.
Off your cans?
How would you take a label off of this?
Well, she's at dinner, so like, canned foods or...
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, Sarah, how are you going to take a label off that can right there?
Do you eat soda for dinner?
I don't eat anything in a can for dinner. What the fuck are you talking about? What, are we hobos? Am I a cat? Like, what are you doing?
Cats don't eat soda. What are you talking about?
Don't be stupid.
Cats don't eat soda. that was such a funny joke, but your delivery could have been a little bit more subtle. That's how you neg.
It may take a whole couple of conversations.
Hello.
Hello.
And our roommate Sarah just walked in.
You may remember her from her guest appearance on Trigger Warnings.
Trigger Warnings. We had that conversation already?
We did, yeah. Before you knew what they were, and then, like, you rediscovered them or something and have a stronger opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was last
Which
weekend,
opinion
or what was that?
I don't know. What's
that was last weekend, right?
Yeah.
With Michael?
No, Michael
And we
wasn't
went
here.
To the Blue Owl?
Yeah.
Michael was here when we talked about Trigger Warnings. I remember, because he agreed with me.
It was after you guys got back from Tonic, so you may not...
Was it?
Oh, God, yeah, I don't remember that night.
Did we hang out after we got back?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, oh, yeah. We came back. You went to bed at like 2 or 3. You took off at some time
like
around there.
Yeah.
Michael and I stayed up for another hour, like rock banding it up.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Well, regardless, we talked about Trigger Warnings then. And we talked about them like a couple months ago.
Oh, but then I saw some and I was like, oh, those aren't that bad. Never mind.
All it is a content warning. It's not hard to be like... Like, think of it for drug addicts. Be like, hey, Requiem for a Dream depicts people shooting heroin. Maybe you don't want to see that because you, like, want to go shoot up heroin.
Off topic from this.
Fair.
What, do you have to have a trigger warning for the amputation, too?
Maybe.
For violence.
I don't know. I think as long as it's not mandatory, it's fine with me.
Okay.
But once people start complaining because they're not there, I'm like, you're stupid.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
Like, Goatsy, I had no idea was there. And I'm glad nobody gave me a trigger warning about Goatsy. That was cool.
What? Who would be triggered by that, though?
I don't know.
Like, people have been raped very hardly, anally.
Hardly
so
or
now
softly?
They just look that way.
Jess
all
doesn't
the
look
time.
Like she knows what Goatsy is.
Just constant.
I don't.
Prolapse.
Oh.
I don't know.
Do you know Google's really
I
great?
I don't.
Tub
so
Girl?
The Blue Waffle, Mr. Hands. I've shown you Mr. Hands. I've shown everyone Mr. Hands. You know,
yeah, like a horse might be watching that, and
What, the horse had a good time. The guy died.
How do you think the horse feels? Guilty.
Like glue.
Sticky.
Yeah.
It is glue.
Glue or dog food. Yeah, that's how that horse feels.
Sticky and nourishing. That's erotic.
What are you talking about?
I
glue
feel
and
sticky
food.
And nourishing.
Oh, okay.
It's just
Thank
a butt.
You. If you'll notice, he's wearing a wedding ring, so he's committed.
That's
to debauchery.
Yeah,
but it's
wrong.
Fred just showed us a picture of Goatsy.
You've never seen it? Google it.
He's
yeah,
wearing a wedding ring.
Like,
he's
go back
love.
To 1998 and Google it.
See, like, I thought the first time I saw that, but when
yeah.
I was like searching for it.
Good
I
one.
Thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be like a goat.
Yeah.
How
was
old
like,
were you?
I stumbled on it first.
This was recently.
Really? The first time you saw Goatsy, it was.
Like recently, I mean, like my early 20s.
How old were you, Fred?
15.
Okay. How old
You're
15.
No, when I saw it.
Oh.
I had an older
like,
brother,
you look good.
And he showed it to me when I was like 12.
I had an older brother.
My older brother didn't go to church. He was okay. raised like me in a secular household.
Yeah,
Culted
silly.
Parents.
Yeah.
With culted parents.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk
yes.
about that?
I don't know. I don't really have any firm beliefs on it. My parents are into this guy, Miraji, who basically just like preaches peace. And I've been to a couple of his talks, and they triggered my ASMR, and I also fell asleep. But like, it's nice. It's nice, but I just like, I don't really care.
What about you?
What about me?
You said you commiserated with her when she said culty parents.
Oh, my parents just had a very firm belief in Jesus, but, like, have never actually read the Bible. So when confronted with actual information, they would just be like, that doesn't measure up. Jesus was a Republican, and that was pretty much my entire upbringing.
Whoa, Jesus was a communist.
No, he was all about that representative democracy.
He was definitely a Republican.
He was all like,
he was all like,
let the apostles
sure.
do it?
Like, Pilate, you gotta wash your hands or something.
Like a raccoon.
I don't know, guys. I don't like to talk about it.
Aww. Don't let religion direct
what?
The arrow of your
don't
life.
Don't let religion
direct the arrow of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
I feel inspired now.
Wise words from Sarah.
You look like Skyrim.
Yeah. You take like a religion arrow in the knee. Well, hail Talos!
Follow the arrow.
That would be such an awesome skill. Just the conversion arrow.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
Let's make a horror movie where gay people hunt straight people who are Christians with gay conversion arrows.
That's hot.
Yes.
That's a horror movie?
Depends on who's watching. Like, that's a great thing. You got two audiences that are completely unrelated. You market it as a horror movie to conservative people. You market it as like a fun romp in the sack or something.
That's actually a genre, I think. I think horror porn is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, you can get a boner and also be terrified at the same time.
As the one that has, like, some zombie porn, yeah.
Yeah. At least 1 week out of the month.
Oh, God.
Holy fuck. What is that?
What?
Huh?
What?
I don't know, I'm scared and horny.
It's the woman's cycle.
Oh, God, did I break it? It's bleeding.
You did.
That is scary.
Now you have to pay alimony.
No, you can't get girls pregnant in the butt.
Yeah, you can.
If you try really hard and you believe.
If you break the fourth wall.
Between her butt.
Between her, her anus and her uterus. That's why they sound the same. They're connected by magic. That only the penis can dispel.
It's but a, only it's, at it's an a angle. Certain keyhole. Key door. It's a key door.
It's a key door.
What, a lock?
We should go swimming.
Where are we going to go swimming?
At the places that don't have the keyed doors.
Which would
you just... The
beach?
A pool you can break into somewhere?
There are a few pools around. Motel 6.
I'll edit that
out. And Kaya Real doesn't...
I don't break into pools.
Me neither.
For the record.
Me either.
Internet.
I don't do that. That'd be rude.
Veronica does.
Veronica's done it.
You don't know my life.
What, are you drunk?
No.
She looked away.
You don't know my life.
Wait, what?
When people got caught at the Santa Barbara pool.
What about it?
Were you there?
With Jess and like a...
Yeah.
What's her name? What's her little sister?
Amanda
and Talia. And...
Yeah, were you there?
And maybe you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Sucker.
That was a great build up. Oh, were you there? Wait, no, but you were. Ah, yeah,
you're dumb. You're dumb.
What? You got caught. I'm Sarah. I didn't get caught.
We really tried to hide, but couldn't hack it. They're hitting us with laser pointers.
No, I heard the story, so I'm scared.
No, they had laser pointers on us.
Why?
Because they were predators.
I mean, if they tased you, couldn't you, like, die?
You out.
Probably. In the water?
In the water? Do policemen know that? Does the SBPD?
SBPD.
SBPP?
Is that what that is? I'm sorry, go on.
Sarah, you're an SBPP. We're gonna put it in an SBPP hole.
The Planned Parenthood hole.
That's what it kind of is, but yeah.
I mean,
like.
I mean, all of them are.
all of
the same jurisdiction.
All of the holes.
All orifices.
Mm-hmm.
Your ears.
Yeah, probably.
They can look in there.
You never know.
The iron fist of.
You
Planned
can totally
Parenthood.
Get ears herpes.
Can you get STDs through your ears?
Dude, you can get chicken
get
pox, and that's herpes.
In your eyes.
You can get it in your eyes. My
you
mom
got herpes
got it
in
her
eyes.
From,
look
basics.
At her face. How old are you?
Why do you want to know?
It's not me, it's the internet that wants to know.
It's illegal to ask that question.
No, it's not. That'd be such a shitty, weird place where, like, you get in trouble for asking how old it is. It's
like
you walk in and you buy, like, you're trying to buy drinks and somebody's like, how old are you, kid? And, like, I'm telling the cops.
Blew it.
No, I just don't want to sell you alcohol because I thought you were young.
Because it is still going to be illegal
when
to
sell alcohol.
The
cops come in
yeah.
And, like, excuse me, did you ask this young lady her age?
Would it be illegal to ask children their age?
How old are you, little boy?
Because children love to tell you their age.
And they're always wrong.
I'm 4 and a half.
Yeah, and they're very specific about it.
Wow.
Well, what's going on here? Nothing, officer. I was just talking to this kid. He's like, why do you have those fingers? Why do you have 4 fingers up here?
Why is there a half a finger?
Kid bursts into tears.
Plus that, like, tiny handcuffs. Fuck you.
No, but he wouldn't be the one in trouble.
Wait, is the kid, what color is the kid? Is this a white child or a non-white child?
Well, you can see the fingers and it's nighttime.
So he's white.
Make your racist. No, he could be anything. There's lights.
We have. Yeah, there's
Jesus
lights.
Christ, you guys are racist.
That baby's gay.
There's a cop that just pulled up. There's lights everywhere. They don't walk up to you without cell, like, fucking flashlights.
I know, that would be weird and rude.
The cop's just in the dark guessing.
He's done that like 4 times before, but he finally found someone.
Arrested by Sam Fisher.
There's like a goat on a chain and now it's missing.
Why are you talking to a 4-year-old in the park?
They're playing Pokemon Go. Yeah, it's normal.
A 4-year-old by itself?
Yeah.
He's not the gender yet. It's just an it by then.
It's just true.
He's a little slow.
If you cut a small child's hair, it will look like a genderless man child.
Yeah, especially that little girl from Strange Things.
Morgan. And that...
Morgan was only 5.
That trailer we saw was that black little girl who looked like a
boy. You can't ask in this world. What?
There was another movie where a little girl looked like a little boy.
Oh, the zombie
the
child?
Yeah.
Oh.
That looked cool. Let's
see
that.
Did look cool.
Yeah.
We are all in favor of little girls looking like little boys, apparently.
Hey. Yes, we are.
Yeah, you were really excited about that.
I just wanted to say.
Yes, you are. Some little girls looking like little boys.
What's it gonna be? Who knows? I don't know.
I like a nice surprise as much as the next guy. When the pants come off, excitement starts.
Oh my goodness.
The answers.
All of
come
the agent
out.
Consenting.
Yes. Every time.
Mm-hmm. But you can't ask that.
Not in your world.
You can't ask what?
You can't ask how old
she's
they
already
are.
Forgotten. But she's like, what are you telling what
you can ask if they want to have sex
you
with
don't
you.
You know me.
And then if they say, shit.
You can ask if you want to have sex with them?
Yeah, you just you ask.
But
like,
why? Because you're not interested
so
if they're
like
over like, a certain
yeah. But they also might think you're...
You had to like ask by inferring like, can I legally have sex with you? And then they're
and
like,
then they'd be like, I don't know.
But if they said no and they were old, you'd be like, because that'd be rape.
No. What you need to do is
who's
be
your
like,
teacher at school?
If you're like walking down a dark, kind of like vaguely scary area, all you need to do is say like, don't worry, I won't rape you. And then you know if they want to bang you or not.
Oh my god.
Elaborate.
Wait, yeah.
But if you're like...
Use your logic powers. Go.
Because physics.
Yes.
It's true. It's true. I mean, like,
this conversation
stuck to the ground, so they're not going anywhere. They're not going to fly away.
If you're in a dark area, like Garden Street after the sun goes down, and you're with
specific.
Some... There aren't any...
This,
well,
you used to live
those,
right next to there, right? So is
I
this
did.
A story about
no,
you?
No, just on... I like walking around there at night.
this isn't a story about me. I just go there when it's dark all the time. In this exact setting that I'm setting up. Okay, so Sarah's on a walk on Garden Street.
You're just on a walk on like somewhere sketchy, and you're with another
Garden
person.
Garden Street is sketchy.
On your way back from
there
the library.
There aren't lights on most of the streets on Garden.
Okay, go
so
on.
It's okay, dark,
Garden
so it's
Street.
Kind of scary. It's 10 o'clock, I don't know, whatever. Okay, so you're with someone and it's like kind of dark and scary. You're on Garden Street after nightfall. And you just have to, you say something like, oh no, I know it's really dark here, but don't worry, I won't rape you. And then they'll be like, oh, it wouldn't be rape. And then you're like, all right, everyone's getting laid tonight, cool.
You've done this?
Well, have you seen our driveway? It's dark and scary.
You say this to people?
Yeah, it works.
Have you had sex in the driveway?
No.
That's a good idea, actually.
Right?
I would have had
yeah,
sex
no,
in the
no,
driveway.
No. That's a really good explanation.
I know.
But
you go to Elsie's, and then you like, tell some weird stories, and then you come home, and it's like, okay to bring them home, because they're probably drunk enough to not remember where you live. And then, like, you're on the driveway, and you're like, oh, hey, don't worry.
If they can't remember where you live, how do they remember consenting?
That doesn't matter.
You're so cool. All
right. How does anyone be expected to remember consenting?
So you taught me about negging. Now you're going to teach me about like whether or not I'm all like fucking good to go in the driveway. It's really dark.
It's a dark, scary driveway, and all you have to do is be like, don't worry, I won't rape you, but I am at the very back of the property. And then 100% of the time, they'll say something like, I wouldn't be rape. And then both of you are like, implicit consent.
That's actually a thing that happens.
I know.
It's just like, don't worry, I would never hurt you. Oh, don't worry, you can never hurt me. And
right?
You guys bang wherever is most convenient, and life is good.
It's implicit consent. And
implicit?
Then,
yeah. They are very complicit.
It's
in
implicit
this.
Consent.
Hold on, I need to take another shot.
With that, she guzzles down the lifeblood of this conversation.
Yes.
Are you guys like sober Sallys on that lonely green couch?
They're teetotalers.
Go for it.
Because this was supposed to be her getting drunk, and now it's this whole couch getting drunk versus you guys not getting drunk.
We should beat them up. There's more of us.
Yeah.
Jess, go get the
lightsaber.
Try.
You can't interpret that very well on a podcast. I'm sorry.
Interpret what?
A lightsaber fight.
It makes noise.
Us
it
winning.
Does.
Well,
but it's the thing.
You can definitely
noise.
Interpret
it.
But if there
it.
Are
hold on,
there
hold on.
Are screams.
There will be screaming. And breaking of glass. Like when Sarah broke her bong the other night.
I didn't break it. It's gone. Everyone, all right, this is an Amber Alert for King Piccolo.
No, he's not a child anymore. He's like 20.
He's like 10. We would be celebrating our ninth anniversary this month. Wouldn't those be like longer?
Why would they be longer?
A bong,
think
though?
The glass is gonna outlast me.
My patience.
No, you
won't.
Think it's gonna like disintegrate before I die? Because that's crazy.
Well, apparently it evaporated.
It did not evaporate.
That's just physics.
It didn't evaporate. King Piccolo's gone.
Okay, so
I like
where
that
did
you're
King
sad
King
when
Piccolo
she's
go?
Why did you lose him?
I didn't.
Where He's did gone. It go?
Yeah, where is he?
That's
he was only 9 and you lost him?
If I
you
knew
lost
where it was, we wouldn't be talking
he's
about
he's even younger
it.
In glass years.
He was supposed to be right here.
You're younger bomb.
Last year. King Piccolo is gone. And I have to use bullshit nameless bubbler over there that's impossible to clean.
It's like a redheaded stepchild. You just don't care about it whatsoever.
Yeah, I named it Country McAsshead.
Glad we solved that mystery.
She has a favorite child. It's not this one.
You lost him.
Veronica,
sounds like.
What about
he's
yours?
Gone. I'm really
don't
sad.
Don't pressure me.
Oh, I'm just wondering if everything's
no.
all right.
It's
Mogu keeps wanting to get me really drunk. I don't drink.
What do you mean you don't
You've
drink?
Been
you said
drinking.
Like 4 shots.
I know. This is. I don't need 5.
5 is a.
Woman?
What?
Yeah.
It's a prime number.
So?
You
know. Can't end on a 5? Like, it is appropriate to end on a 5.
No, she should end on a 5.
Okay, yeah.
I'll do it
that's a number
it.
Of power.
It
I'll
is.
Do it when I want. It's been
you
like
need,
20 minutes.
I watched the movie It today, and you need a 5 or you need a 7.
You guys watch It?
I watched It today.
She
no,
watched
they
it
didn't. I watched
it by the beach.
Myself. It was fucking awesome.
We, like, left right when she started it. And then came back, like, with 2 minutes left.
Yeah, you kept saying, oh, this is the end.
I was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you did say that a lot. I was confused. I was like, didn't you point that out already?
Did you think I lied?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Random bombs disappeared under your fucking watch. I don't know what you lie and don't lie
about.
You
don't know her life.
Good.
What do you mean? She sits
well,
on this couch.
Know
I know
her
life.
Life.
It's right there.
I'm
and
full of
hold on a sec. Hold on a sec. She sits there, and when she's not sitting there, she's like getting implicit consent from people in our driveway by threatening rape.
No,
passively.
By saying I'm not going to rape anyone. I'm assuring them, and then they're assuring me that they want to.
And then you bang, right?
Usually, yeah.
So like that life sounds like super fulfilling and like fine.
Thank
so,
you.
Like, sure.
So long as they leave afterwards.
Right? Okay. They can't just stay forever, and it's like, I don't want to cuddle you.
I don't want to, like, make you breakfast.
Fuck that.
I don't want to be woken up by your bullshit alarm.
What if they are, like, really sweaty sleepers?
What if you don't remember their name?
That's the worst. Like, right? Especially
what if they take... Okay, so I've got three pillows, and sometimes people take two pillows, and then I just get one, but, I mean, my bed.
Why do you have three pillows?
Yeah, exactly.
Some people don't want to stay.
You're just asking for having one pillow.
Because I'm a very busy sleeper, so I do like having the option of like rolling over and finding a nice cold pillow.
Yeah, so you have five, not three.
Yeah, these aren't drinks. They don't need to be prime numbers. You gotta have even numbers on the bed.
I have five pillows in my bed.
That's overkill.
What kind, are they all the same kind of pillow?
Pretty much.
Four.
Four.
What do you mean by kind of pillow?
Yeah. One is slightly smaller than the
others. I get it.
You got a smaller pillow?
One is slightly smaller than the others.
What were you saying?
I don't remember.
That's good. Neither do we want to do that.
I lost my body pillows, too. I wonder where those are.
How are you losing everything?
I think those got taken with my car years ago.
Double tap. Someone had those for a long time. Until it turns green. He'll have to hold it vertically. And then hit it until it stops.
We're not doing any drugs.
And then give it a second before you do it again.
And then it'll, like, quack at you.
Because it gets hot. So, like, give it 20 seconds.
And for an hour a day, it can only tell the truth.
Yes. Are you still talking?
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. Like, she's just making shit up about locked doors and,
keyed doors.
Keyed doors. Yeah, go swimming, Sarah.
I will go to all the places that don't require keyed doors.
Go swim in your misery.
Like the beach?
Yeah.
Why do you guys keep saying the ocean is way colder than than a pool.
Than most things.
In the world. I don't know. I'm not going to make that claim. No. I'm not making that claim.
It's just simple physics.
It is.
The ocean is colder than most things.
It's all physics.
There are some things
the
that are
best
colder.
Describing word.
Well, she said most things, so it kind of covers her bases there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that.
Sarah does like it cold.
Oh yeah.
Sarah's got a thing for like dead penises or something.
You guys have like never been drinking an icy and giving head at the same time.
Okay, that shit is actually awesome. If you use ice and then it's just like, okay.
I like you so much. Oh my god.
Dude, okay, have you
on, you guys are talking about two different things. She's talking about like a sweet drink that people drink for pleasure. You're talking about giving blowjobs with ice.
Okay, just imagine any cold sensation.
We're using the icy for the same reason.
We were talking about shower beverages earlier. It's the same concept.
I missed the shower beer concept?
It was sour beverage.
It could be any beverage of your choice.
Sour beverage.
Or food.
Like strawberries.
I've done shower cocktails, shower beers. I don't know about shower
fruit. Dude, shower fruit, just like rub it all over yourself.
But if you do that while someone else is in the shower with you, and then like...
What the fuck are you guys
someone else
about?
Who like doesn't care about getting any of the water.
I go into the shower to get clean.
I could bring a water bottle in the
shower.
You
could do shower to get clean.
Yeah.
But I could get laid a lot of places.
Do you enjoy sex in the shower?
Shower sex is notoriously hard.
It's scary.
I'm little and
it's convenient.
That's fair, actually, yeah.
It is convenient.
I don't like it. You're always getting, like, water up there, and then it's, like, sloshing about.
Yeah. That's why I don't like pool or hot tub sex, because it's just, like, it's how I imagine douching feels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who the fuck wants this fuck in the shower? You guys are weird.
I'll champion it.
I don't know, you're supposed to take a shower, like, after you fuck on a bed! Beds are comfortable!
Oh, they are. They really are.
Or stairs.
Like, are you hiding from people that you need to be in a shower to fuck? Like, we're just supposed to be, I'm cleaning myself.
Usually, you fucking shower right after fucking in a bed.
Right? Yeah.
It's like one after the other.
Yeah, you're like, oh, gross, I'm all gross now.
You could just move the party to the shower. Continue fucking in the shower and then finish clean.
You'll try to get clean, but you never will.
You guys have been fucking in a bed and kept fucking into the shower?
No, you stop. Like, you fuck once and you're a mess.
You stop. Yeah. You're, like, fucking on the way to the shower.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. I want to hear this.
You fuck, you need to take a shower afterwards.
Yeah.
You go in the shower with somebody, you end up fucking again.
Because you both need to shower.
I mean, that's happened, yeah.
But you're just so overwhelmed with your, you know, human innateness.
Hormones.
I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, you want to fuck again? Okay, let's go fuck again. I got a room. It's right over there.
You're so boring. That's the most vanilla thing I've heard, like, all day.
That's have fine. You
wait?
I'm so boring because I don't want to fuck in a shower. What are you talking about?
That's just the most vanilla. She's
if I'm boring because I like think that like I can fuck in my bed like an adult, then you guys like whatever. I'll go fuck in a bathroom. So like what am I a trucker? I gotta go fuck in like a fucking bathroom. Like fuck that. I shit here. I don't need to fuck somebody there.
That's actually fair.
Are you the kind of person who gets out of the shower really quick, or do you spend your time in the shower?
I spend my time in the shower.
Okay, that's, I mean, yeah, I love spending time in the shower, so I like sex in the shower.
Right?
I like being in the shower.
I like roller coasters. I don't fuck people on roller coasters.
I would.
You would if you
well,
had
if you like Haley, that'd be if, like way easier.
No.
Wait, which roller coaster?
The combined
the
zipper.
No, what I'm saying
the
is that
zipper.
You can like
the
two
zipper.
Things,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they're better together.
No,
yeah.
It's just,
okay.
It's strange to me.
Imagine if you were on a roller coaster and you actually had like proper mounting so you could factually fuck
okay.
someone sitting across.
Imagine
from
if I was in a shower and it had like different poles and shit that we could hold on to and like a sex swing, then yeah, I'd fuck in a shower. But we're not talking about a magical roller coaster with sex objects, and we're not talking about a magical shower with sex toys.
Don't
we're
copywriting that idea.
We're talking about a regular shower and a regular roller coaster.
You can make it work in the shower. Or
yeah,
shower.
To be fair,
no,
that
if I had
fuck
in a shower, I fucked in a shower.
Yeah.
I fucked in like a
yeah.
bath. I've done it before. I'm just like, I'm not like hypothetically. If I ever fucked in a shower, got a chance, I wouldn't like it. Like, I'm talking from experience.
I fucked on a boat. I fucked on a float.
I do not like it, Sam.
No, it's not like you guys have to explain like the merits of like the hypothetical situation of fucking in a shower. Like, fucking in a shower. But...
Yeah, we're not in high
fair
school
enough.
Anymore. I don't remember like, which side I was defending.
I don't know. I think once I said, I think you were started on the shower side, but I'm hoping I'm winning your
own. No, because I always feel like I'm going to die in the
yeah,
shower.
Yeah, it is scary.
It's like slippery.
I'll get head
in
the shower.
A large shower.
Yeah.
And if hold on a sec, if like fucking in the shower is the kinkiest thing you do, then that's fucking vanilla.
Oh, I never implied in any sort of way, shape, or form
whoa.
That it was.
I don't even think of fucking in the shower as kinky. It doesn't
wait,
register anywhere
why
on my
is
radar.
The nose
it's
so
just
bad.
Well, if I don't want to do it, then how?
You don't
about
do it to
kinky?
Be kinky. You do it because
no,
you do
I'm
it.
Responding to her being like that's vanilla. That
it
you
was
don't
more
do
the
it.
Unwillingness to participate in diverse locations.
I'll fuck in places that
well,
I
said he
has.
Not
fuck.
The shower.
No, it's like fallout.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm not fucking.
He has sex with them in a very uncomfortable place.
The back of a
Volkswagen. Like, yeah, like, hey, you know what's really kinky is being really uncomfortable while you fuck.
Haven't you seen the movie The Lifeguard?
It is for some people.
The more uncomfortable
I love
sex
that
is, the more in love you are.
Didn't I fuck you in like a yard? Like... Like outside, like the mist, like in the dirt, like I fucked in weird places.
Fucking ditch.
And I wanted to be comfortable then, so I used the back of her knees to rest my knees on. Like I don't want to get my fucking knees on the concrete. Like you get scabs.
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, there's a path.
There's a path, and it was like next to a garden.
Yeah, there's a garden. There's a trampoline.
There's a garden. There's
stuff
mud.
Out there.
Have you
doing in the dirt.
This is sort of on topic. Have you guys seen Drone Bones?
Is it a drone that like has
a
vibrator attached to it and will have sex with you?
It's a drone that flies high over like very scenic naturescapes, and there will be like people fucking in a field, and like it's just a video compilation of very gorgeous people getting it in the wild.
No, that's awesome.
It's beautiful. You guys should look it up.
Drone bone.
That's exciting. Yeah, that's a good name. Yeah.
Okay.
I still like my idea.
Of what?
You've got this,
you
like, dildo attached to a drone.
A flying sex robot.
Yeah. It's like AI, you know, Jude Law was
sex
that sex
robot,
but
sex
stripped
robot.
Down and more efficient.
What part
okay.
are you stripping down? It's just a little...
The body. The body and the face.
Adding some
who
propellers.
The non-essentials.
Just close your eyes. You'll have virtual reality.
Yeah.
Great.
Close your eyes. You got virtual reality.
We've from the
no, fucking
the
open them because you got virtual reality.
Imagination.
Yeah, the virtual reality of the mind. It reads erotica to you.
Choose your own.
Choose your own adventure. Don't go that way.
Well,
just
that
like Sarah's books.
That would actually be really interesting. You could change positions and it could accommodate because it's also remote control.
I'm sure it would have multiple dicks too, right? I mean,
and it comes
sure,
with a little
dude,
tank of,
yes.
of
sky's
water
the limit.
And a shower head, so if you want to get kinky, it'll just spray water on you.
Well, shit, it could have like fleshlights on it. We don't discriminate.
Oh no, I'd be all over that. Come on.
Yeah, I can just order this from Amazon.
On delivery, wherever.
And this robot will fuck me?
We're copywriting that too.
Sarah's gonna be a beta tester. She's gonna die of a horrible accident.
That sounds really scary.
It's gonna come over, it's gonna go come really over. Quick, and then she's gonna have a cramp.
Well, is the device necessarily very fast? Can you customize that?
Yeah, do you pay for time? Like, is it a robot? Like, do you get to keep the dildo?
It sounds like a hooker bot. If you rent it.
Hold on a second. You guys gotta rent a robot? You guys are dirty as fuck.
You're like, girl, where's the condom?
Buy the fucking robot. Guys, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know if I can afford it full time. It doesn't work for a wage. It's like a toy.
You can timeshare the sex bot. Okay?
Dude, you can only orgasm like one time. That's like
timesharing a dildo with someone. Or like a group of anonymous people.
Okay, it's more like a claw machine that you see at like a Denny's, and people just putting quarters in it all the time so they can maybe get a toy. Denny's is making bank on that dream killer. All right, except this one vibrates and you can insert yourself or insert it into you. It's, you know, you
got
options.
Or just rub it on your clit.
Yeah, it vibrates.
Wait, hold on. Go back to, how is it like the claw then?
Because people are spending
everybody
money
walks
to
up
use
and uses it.
It
just...
But Denny's collects.
So
Denny's is the
pick. So an entrepreneurial young person is gonna like buy like three of these.
They're gonna invest in the sex bots.
You can rent my sex bot because it's a lot easier to rent a sex bot than to buy your own and to manufacture your own.
Set bot, sex bot.
Yeah, that thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. So one, I'm not manufacturing it because this is a product. Right? Or like you're building these and then renting them?
This is a service, right? Because like you can get them from outside sources, and then you just you control the drones.
Somebody has to be driving them?
Oh.
I'm sure there'll be some AI program at one point.
Yeah. I don't think the technology's there yet. Smart.
That's something that'll be worked out post-production.
It thrusts against you like a sheep against the cliff. If you have sex with an animal, you do it like in front of something dangerous, so they push against you.
Wow.
I've never been that
what
in depth
the
into.
What fuck, Sarah? It's simple physics, people. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but like a bigger creature, you don't have to do that with a chicken. You can hold those. Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah's the Welsh cliffs.
Why are you confused?
I'm not confused.
Okay.
I'm disgusted by you.
You're totally judging right now. So
yeah, I'm totally judging all the time. Where have you been?
You're just a
human. You never took the Myers-Briggs thing.
I didn't, you're right.
You never sent it to me.
Yeah,
did
you didn't send
why?
It. I thought you were going to send it.
Wait, I knew you wouldn't need it.
Yeah, she wanted us to take a Myers-Briggs test. I was like, okay, and then she didn't say anything.
I'm like a consistent INTP.
I want to know.
Yeah, send me the test. I was like waiting for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
You're like, take this test. I was like, okay, no response.
Mm-hmm. I should probably work on that.
And then you're like, and then 3 or 4 days later, you're like, you didn't take that test. Like, you never fucking gave me
that.
That
day was today. I never believed you about that.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I didn't give it to you. You didn't ask for it.
And I was like, here's the thing. It's like, you're asking somebody to do something. Yeah. You enable them to do it. You don't go like, hey, Fred, go get drunk.
Gladly.
Okay, go.
Bye.
See you. See you guys later. I'm going to the tiki bar.
I'll send it to you.
Right?
I'll send it to you.
Fred.
I'm so sorry. Jesus.
Hey, Fred, do me a favor. Go get drunk. And, here's a drink is what you do. I want, like, once I wanted Sarah to drink, what'd I do?
Well, yeah, you got drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I poured you drinks.
You conquered the obstacles that were in the way.
I asked Sarah, why don't you want a drink? I don't want to get up. Got that covered.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Drunk.
But not you guys on that couch over
nope,
there.
Nope, not me.
Why? You never answered my question, you evasive bastard.
They don't want to. You know what? No means no, and you don't need a reason for it.
This is coming from the girl that doesn't want pressure on drinking? Jeez.
This is the only reason this is coming out. Because you're always...
Yeah, there's a full shot right there, Veronica. Why don't you take it?
You should take
think
it.
Think about what you're
you
saying.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. See, that felt weird. Like, you see, I touched her knee, and it felt
weird.
Yeah,
it looked weird.
Yeah, it looks
it
weird coming from you.
Really
you shouldn't be touching anyone.
I can't.
Clearly not.
Sarah.
Why are you all touching my
like,
knees?
Even when
Sarah.
You do it on purpose, like, it seems more natural.
What do you mean? Like,
are you upset that you can't touch people
I'm confused.
Naturally? You sound upset.
I am upset.
We're all upset that you're here
it's like, it's
people.
It's... It's just, it's this thing that a lot
Veronica's
of people
like
do.
Hiding behind you. Are you scared?
Sarah,
no,
I sent you the thing.
Or something.
I sent you the thing. Take
okay.
the goddamn test. Not right now, but later.
I won't.
That's like the INFP, INTP.
INFP is actually my type.
INTP?
There's an obscene amount of you are a bunch of TP. Life.
You're a TP.
Totally piccolo.
Pretty sure you're INTP. Or INTJ.
He's an E.
What's
yeah.
an E?
Yeah, ENTJ.
Everyone.
I don't know about
everyone.
What's an E?
Extrovert.
Yes,
I'm not an extrovert. Oh, I guess
yes, you are. You talk to people and invite them over.
Yeah, but that's not how you define an introvert and extrovert, right? It's about how you recharge. So do you feel more relaxed, or do you feel like you recharge when you're around people or when you're by yourself?
I recharge by myself
How
all
do
the time.
You feel recharged or, like, discharged?
So... discharged.
Are you one of those electric cars? Stupid question.
I don't know.
I
depends on what plug I go into.
Wow.
Robots can't consent.
That's sad.
They're objects. That's masturbation.
They can be programmed to consent.
Will it be consent?
Then,
or
that's
be
not
like
consent.
The, yeah.
That's the opposite.
You can train
consent.
A child to, like, stick its butt up at you. It's not really consent.
How do you know this?
You can train a child.
Wait. I think she wants to be shown, is what she's like.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't look. She was like, how do you know this?
Well, I just wondering
minutes
if
of research.
Minutes. I was just wondering if it was from experience or I don't know. What
when
you
I was
I
a child.
Sarah, present.
Just walk down that. Walk down the dark driveway with her. You'll know what she does.
It was like, I don't know. It wasn't more effective, but it was better when the light didn't go on.
Yeah.
Nothing
more
changed.
Rich, like, atmosphere.
But. It was better.
Dude, we need that light off. It's so annoying.
It's.
What can we do to get it off?
I tried
spray
using the slingshot and I broke the sling. It was from Thailand. It cost like 30 cents.
Shot you gave Mowgli when you.
Yeah, she broke her present.
You
she
broke
gave
it?
Me.
You Sarah. Broke my leash. Fuck you. I don't care.
Whoa.
You were there too, I think.
I think I was too.